Hello, this is Anthony Brooks, Portfolio Manager for the Sawgrass Large Cap Quality Growth Strategy, bringing you our market commentary for the month of July. U.S. equities maintained their upward climb as the S&P 500 notched its third straight monthly gain, finishing 2% higher in July. Though these gains were less than the 5% and 6% advances seen in June and May, the move higher this month was notable as investor optimism consistently pushed the market to record highs. In fact, the market has closed at all-time highs 15 times so far in 2025. 10 or two-thirds of those new highs occurred in the month of July alone, and that was without any one-day moves greater than 1%. So what's the cause of July's relatively peaceful ascent? Perhaps it was the long-awaited shift of investor attention away from the uncertainty of trade policy drama to more easily understood and eagerly anticipated topics such as AI momentum, rate cut clarity, and a pickup in business deals. To be sure, tariffs were still a topic of discussion, but the subject changed from extension to execution. During the month, trade agreements were actually established with the EU and Japan, giving tangible frameworks of tariff deals for other countries. Seemingly positive trade talks between the US and China also contributed to the less cloudy tariff narrative. However, corporate earnings season was probably the true star of the month. All but one of the megacap Mag 7 tech stocks finished reporting in July, with most of the AI cloud-centric companies still reporting over 20% sales and earnings growth rates. These results helped fuel a well-received earnings environment, where 71% of S&P 500 companies have surpassed expectations with a collective 9% growth rate. This essentially doubles the 4.6% expected rate at the beginning of the season. Additionally, there were signs that businesses have turned their attention from tariff-related cost management to spending on deals and acquisitions, which is usually a positive omen for the economy. But wait, there's more that the market was optimistic about. The verbal sparring between President Trump and Fed Chair Powell has been an entertaining undercard, but the main event was the rate-setting July Federal Open Markets Committee meeting. Although the Fed ultimately voted to hold rate steady between 4.25% and 4.5%, there were two notable dissents among the Fed governors. Stronger than expected GDP numbers and cooler than expected inflation figures, along with these dissents, have lightened the Fed's overall hawkish tone and given investors more confidence that a rate cut is more certain in September. So what should investors expect in August? Well, more progress towards rate cuts and trade deals should bring positive momentum to the market. However, Q3 is historically the worst performing quarter, even in positive trending markets, and August and September are the worst months. The remainder of earnings season will be dominated by reports from the big retailers, which could give a much less rosy outlook on the effects of incoming tariffs. The mixture of seasonality, corporate earnings reactions, and observed economic progress means that August will undergo a critical test of sustaining market momentum. We hope this monthly review has been helpful. Again, I'm Anthony Brooks, and on behalf of the Sawgrass Asset Management Investment Team, thank you for listening.